The Padres might not be back until spring training, but we're back right now to talk Padres off-season baseball. It's Padres Social Hour, the off-season special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Padres, you've been making a lot of news lately. And it all sort of began right at the end of the winter meetings, which coincidentally were here in San Diego. We were set up at the winter meetings the entire few days that they were taking place over at the Manchester Grand Hyatt over by Seaport Village here downtown San Diego. And one of the guys we had an opportunity to catch up with is Joe Torre, the new chief baseball officer. He's in charge of all the baseball stuff for Major League Baseball, and that would include instant replay. And so I asked Joe Torre, what did you think about year one of expanded replay?
I thought, considering John Schuerholz, our chairman of our committee, replay committee, said it's a three-year rollout, and we're still looking at it that way. But I thought the first year was really great. I thought it worked really well. There are some things we want to tweak, you know, maybe include another play or two. But overall, I thought it worked really well. The umpires certainly had to contribute to that happening.
We expect maybe tweaks then, more than anything else moving forward?
Yeah, you know, we're still talking about it, so I'm not keeping anything from you. We're just still talking about including maybe another play or two. And the one thing, I when I talked to managers during the course of the season in 2014, there was some concern about how uncomfortable it was for them to stand out there and wait.
Yeah.
When I envisioned or allowed them to go out and use the challenge that way, I thought I didn't want to take away from them the reflex and the reaction of going out and jumping out of the dugout. But I didn't really plan on them just meandering out. So, I didn't care what that looked like.
Yeah, the Earl Weaver burst out of the dugout and turned into the Buck Showalter saunter out of the dugout, at least in Baltimore. The three words maybe we're hearing now more than anything else, particularly with the Arizona Fall League in the recent rearview mirror, pace of play, pace of game. A lot of experimentation there, some very interesting things. Well, what were the results of that experimentation?
Well, they're very positive. The one thing, being around the game my whole life, we always heard that's the way we've always done it, you know. And you sort of get stuck in the mud a little bit. But I never was really one to include a clock. But I went out and watched the game in the Fall League. The clock didn't intrude in the game at all. I thought it was just there as a reminder to the players that, you know, we need to get in the box, we need to pitch, and really never really pushed the envelope. We had several violations, but I think it was in an effort to get used to what they were doing. Overall, I think the clock worked well, and it's something that we'll discuss. You know, it's obviously, anything we do in regards to pace of game, player association, we have to make decisions in conjunction with them because they play the game, and we certainly understand and respect that.
How high a priority is that for your office?
Well, it's a priority. We don't want fans just yawning or thinking the games are lasting, and it's really not, Jesse, I don't think it's as much the length of the game as the dead time in
sure.
the game. That's why it's called pace of game and not length of game. We want to eliminate the dead time a little bit, and if we can do that, if speeding up the pitcher a little bit would help, if hurrying in from the bullpen or even more so, and it's a little complicated for pitchers, I want to tell you that, because you different times of the week, and of course postseason, it's a different time limit in between innings, so if we can help them along in that regard, I think that could go a long way in having a little more consistency.
Great insight. Great to visit with you again. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, Joe Torre at the winter meetings. Bill, quickly, he sounds very open to trying things out at the major league level.
I think Joe Torre is one of the best things about baseball. I think he has the feel of the fans, the feel of the players, the feel of the management, coaches, whatever. I think he is one of the smartest men in the game.
Yeah, no, that's really nicely said. All right, when we come back, how about another Hall of Famer or a soon-to-be Hall of Famer joining us on Social Hour. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco's proud to celebrate 10 years with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. When we come back, Dick Enberg will receive the Ford C. Frick Award from the National Baseball Hall of Fame this summer.
Stay tuned, Padre Social Hour.
The off-season special.
We'll be right back, coming to you from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.